And I'll end with this poem about a whole lot of different kinds of love. All of them are good. It's called Biophilia, that word that Wilson gave us that refers to the human, a tendency, genetic. I mean, he talks about it as a genetic tendency for human beings to want to affiliate with other species, creatures of other species. Biophilia. On the day I found the snake mouth orchids, little explosions of organic joy blooming in the sphagnum bog, you were walking 1,000 miles away and found a half-grown gopher tortoise, head collapsed on dozer paws, asleep beside the trail. No dreams to dream, you wrote, just evolved too soon. And there it lay, in the awful smolder of wildfire and summer heat, waiting for its mind to change. But I was dreaming about you, a closeness that distance didn't erase, but underscored, something written that I needed to read over and over, reading myself awake. Sometimes I wonder if I should trust how quickly my mind has changed from hermitage to love nest, as if I could explain the marriage of my solitary ways with the hopes for love that I still harbor. I want everything with you to be new. My birthday today, 52. Number of cards in the deck, weeks in the year, a completeness in the number reminds me of that holy ratio the mystics quote to convince skeptics that the universe wants order and proves its desire in pattern and form. I walked today across the breakwater, granite blocks that encumber and gentle the tide, to swim in the reed-lined channel where I love feeling the gentle tug of planetary motion, my arms pulling with or against it in the silky brine. A busload of kids from the city arrived, parading out along the great stones, dressed in bright yellow t-shirts that made them look like daisies blooming for a mile across the water to the distant curl of sand. The girls screamed at spider webs spanning the rocky gaps, and the boys said, "Man, that water feels good." Last in line came a boy who was stupid or blind or just incomplete, his senses slow, movements timid, every step a challenge to the fear that kept him closed so tightly inside his awkward body. He could not move freely, even in the open air of the beautiful world, sea glittering like fish scales, marsh grass, electric green in sunlight, the girls, the gulls and the children singing their cantatas. An older boy walked the slow one along, instructing him, "Step here, now lift your body up," and listening to the unfinished words the other spoke, saying back to him their meaning, patiently, so patiently, one child led another, just held that hand and looked around, enjoying the day, his kindness bringing him into the joy of it. "Has anyone known a sorrow like mine?" asks the old hymn. And everyone knows the answer's supposed to be no. Because every sorrow known is the deepest solitary woe. Until one hears the words sung to a melody, and a room full of strangers begins to weep, at first in sorrow, but then seeing others weep, knowing that the answer is yes, and in the form of that sharing, the tears are for joy. When you wrote me about the tortoise, how it lay in a forest that had been the bottom of an ocean, only the ghosts of fishes for company, though if it couldn't dream, could it see the invisible the way I can, holding you in mine, half a continent away? I knew you loved the world's beauty and mystery in a way that made me love you. And I knew I was finished, waiting for my life could catch up with my art. All that love dispersed to bog orchid, migrating butterfly, and eucalyptus outgrowing its bark. All that cultivated wonder at the earth's dizzy recapitulation of the theme no sorrows can stop. All that paying attention to the beauty of the small, teaching me it's in our nature to love, just as it's in the blackberry's woody canes to bear fruit, in the black-throated green warbler's throat to sing its certain patterned song. Every mystery of planet or heart, every longing that ever led you where you needed to go in spite of your best intentions, every act of bearing witness, lament, or praise, adding up to knowing that what we love, hardwired, generative, biologic power, could teach us how to love, bright and awake to each other, alive under the surprising sun. Thank you.